This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Tuesday recorded its 200,000th coronavirus death, a world-leading figure that health experts say could continue to increase by tens of thousands in the coming months. The growing death toll has so far surpassed the earliest estimates of the carnage left by the pandemic, a figure that's nearly double the total of U.S. military casualties for all the wars fought since the end of World War II. Health analysts at the University of Washington, who track factors spreading the virus and provide regular projections of the death toll, say the number of deaths could reach 410,000 by the end of the year. The United States has the highest death toll among all nations, but some countries in Europe and Latin America have recorded more deaths per capita. The World Health Organization announced that this week that 156 nations will take part in a global initiative to develop, manufacture, and equally distribute a vaccine for COVID-19. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the director general of WHO, said 64 wealthy nations have agreed to take part in the COVID-19 Vaccines Global Access Facility, dubbed COVAX. The project aims to deliver up to 2 billion doses of a safe and effective vaccine around the world by the end of 2021. Initially, the vaccines would be sent to healthcare workers and other high-risk candidates. Dr. Tedros said another 38 nations are expected to join COVAX in the coming days. This is not charity, he said. It's in every country's best interest. We sink or we swim together. Missing from the list of participating nations are the United States, China, and Russia. The Trump administration has launched its own COVID-19 vaccine initiative, Operation Warp Speed. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.